Now, the merger between the Conservatory, Wind Symphony, and the Cosmos. Specifically, we're talking about British composer Gustav Holst's orchestral suite, The Planets, combined with high-definition photographs of the solar system, and it's all at the Kauffman Center this weekend. The event is part of UMKC's Founders Week. A telescope, I understand, will be set up on the lawn of the Kauffman during the performance. Joining me now is Stephen Davis. He's director of bands and wind ensembles and conductor of the Conservatory Wind Symphony at the UMKC Conservatory of Music and Dance. And Stephen, welcome. So nice to have you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us about the origins of this piece. When was it written and premiered, and how well has this thing been received? Because I've been reading about it, and it's gotten a lot of attention.
Gustav Holst, as we all know, was British, and he wrote this piece between 1914 and 1917, over about a two-and-a-half-year period.
And he hadn't had any really big hits up until this point, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
And he hit it with this one.
He hit it out of the park.
Yeah. What was he? What did he have in mind? What was he trying to do?
He was doing a sort of a tone poem on mythology. And we've made an interesting connection to astronomy. And we've been working with our astronomy department and our some great faculty members over there. And it's been a terrific collaboration.
And this performance has been sort of performed all over the country, right, in different ways, different venues. Tell us about that.
The Planets has been performed a zillion times.
Yeah, right.
And it's pretty familiar to most of the populace, I would think, especially a few of the movements, which we might hear some clips from today. The HD Odyssey, which we're doing, which is a terrific film that was produced by the Houston Symphony in collaboration with NASA, is a multi-million dollar project, and it includes video footage from Mars rover and Hubble craft and many NASA spacecraft, spaceships that have gone up there. And it's really mind-blowing, some of the cinematography that comes along with this. And I think it's a really fascinating take and a wonderful way to share this really popular piece.
I was going to say, so what you're aiming for, the ultimate effect you're trying to achieve is what here?
It's a spectacle that is, I think, extraordinarily entertaining without dumbing down the art. I think the art is paramount, and I think you're going to hear some absolutely fantastic student musicians that play as well as most professionals across the country. So I think it's going to be kind of a three-ring circus, and I think it's going to be just really mind-blowing.
Well, we're going to listen to one of these pieces in just a moment from the British composer Gustav Holst. You know, what's interesting to me is I was listening to it last night, and I'm in my office listening, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, more contemporary composers like John Williams owe this guy a huge debt of gratitude, and maybe a few bucks, too, to his family. Am I right about that?
Absolutely. And you're going to hear, I think, John Williams will sound very familiar based on Holst. I'm not saying that he's directly stolen things, but you're going to hear
the broad ideas, at least.
You're going to hear a lot of Star Wars sounds in here and all kinds of wonderful stuff.
Well, let's listen to a little bit here. This is the piece for Mars, right? Mm-hmm. The Bringer of War.
Yes, sir.
How did Gustav Holst get this idea? Because there's a story there, right?
There is a story, but it's often 1914. We all know what was significant about that year, and a lot of people
with World War One. You're talking,
about. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And this actually happened prior to that, but it was kind of ironically foreshadowing it. Without absolute knowledge that that was happening. Having stated that, this movement is more about mechanicalization of the contemporary, at that time, contemporary ideology that was happening. So that's really the background of Mars. And you can hear, most people are very familiar with this movement. It's played at college football games as, you know, before the fourth quarter. And it's been in so many movies, we couldn't list them all. But
he did one for each of the planets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even Pluto?
No.
Why not Pluto?
Pluto wasn't...
Poor Pluto.
Yeah. You know, and now it's a mini planet, or they don't call it a planet anymore. So I guess maybe it was foreshadowed thought in that as well.
You know, how are the string parts, you know, missing from a wind ensemble, obviously, how are they scored in an arrangement like this?
They're scored mostly in the woodwinds. We also have some of the pizzicati or pizzicato kind of musical ideas that happens in the percussion section. And we all actually have brought a cello in to do some of those kind of sounds as well. And we have a string bass that is a member of the ensemble that brings in some of those lower string sounds.
Who wrote the wind symphony arrangement for this thing, Stephen?
Merlin Patterson. He's an arranger from the state of Texas, and he's done, I think, a really laudable job in this setting. We probably know that the first setting was for two pianos. Most people think that the original was for the symphony orchestra. It wasn't. And there's been so many different variations of this from an orchestration standpoint, rearrangements of this. And we're really thrilled to be doing this for Wind Symphony.
I was going to say, do you have a favorite adaptation of this work? There's so many around.
I like the one we're doing. I looked at several, and I think this one works really well.
You know, I'm also wondering, as these photographs and other, you know, images of the cosmos sort of appear up above the stage, to what extent are you, as the guy on the trying to conduct this group, how concerned are you about your players getting distracted by what they're seeing up in the on the big screens behind them, and how concerned are you that you'll be distracted?
I have to say that it's a real concern.
To be honest,
we've really worked diligently to prepare this in a way that I hope is bulletproof and foolproof. We've done it in the dark four times in preparing for this, so with the film running behind us. That's another interesting thing about this tomorrow night. The ensemble is going to be in the dark with stand lights while we're performing it. And so we've done it in its... as close to the setting that we can in our rehearsal hall and our stage at school to try to replicate what's going to happen tomorrow at the Kauffman.
So they've seen it, so they have no reason to want to look, because you've made sure they've all seen it, right?
They've been through it. The video's been behind them, but they've been in the scenario.
Yeah, okay. I should point out that The Planets, an HD Odyssey, takes place at 8 Saturday night at the Kauffman Center. Tickets, kauffmancenter.org. You can also call the Central Ticket Office, 816-235-6222, or the Kauffman Box Office at 816-994-7222. And again, I'll put those numbers out here in just a little bit. Let's listen to some more music, Stephen. Tell us about Jupiter, the bringer of jollity.
Yeah, jolly. And Jupiter is Zeus. And this is interesting because the fourth, fifth, and sixth movement are a genealogical study with Saturn is the father of Zeus. That's the god of Kronos, the bringer of old age. And then Uranus is the father of Kronos and the supreme god, and that's the sixth movement. But we're going to play the fourth movement, which is Zeus, Kronos' son. And it's optimistic. It's got some very familiar themes in it, and I think the listeners are going to really enjoy it.
All right. Thank you. Visiting with Stephen Davis. He's conductor of the Conservatory Wind Symphony at the UMKC Conservatory of Music and Dance. And Stephen, it's fun watching you listen to that piece because your head's moving and you are clearly deeply invested here.
I love it.
Probably need to be.
That's right.
It's so clear that you do. Well, I'm just listening to that piece and I'm thinking, boy, it's easy for the trumpets and the French horns and the trombones and the tubas to get a little excited during this piece, isn't it? Do you ever have to rein them in because they're flying pretty high here, aren't they?
Absolutely they are. And I actually love that. And sometimes we like to let the horses out of the barn, and they love to be unleashed as well. And that's certainly, the French horns get so many beautiful moments as is playing behind me right now. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful setting of excitement and optimism and joy, and we really have been thankful to be able to work on this movement a lot.
So the brass cowboys love this thing.
Absolutely.
It sounds like they're really into it. Yeah, I'm thinking about performing in Helzberg Hall too. It's got to be a relatively new thing for conservatory groups. I mean, how's it sound for the Wind Symphony to be in that hall, Stephen, and what kind of thrill is that for you to be there?
It's spectacular. I mean, I believe, and I've been in most of the greatest, most wonderful halls in North America. I don't know of one that's better.
Is that right?
It sounds too good to be true, but I believe that this hall is as good as any hall found in the world. And
what do you pick up in this hall as the conductor? What is it that grabs your ears as you're standing up there?
You can really hear. There's resonance, and the players are able to hear on stage. Of course, they can hear each other beautifully. The stage is hollow underneath, which adds real resonance that's not normally found. That really helps bring the music even a little bit more to life. Visually, it's stunning, and I think it's a great place to listen. I think it's a great place to play, and we are so thankful for the opportunity to play there. This is the Conservatory's third year performing in Kauffman, and I've been able to conduct in there 6 or 7 times already, and really pure joy is the only thing that can describe it. The Conservatory is thrilled to be expanding its footprint downtown, and I think the city is very aware of the initiative of us trying to move downtown to really give our really wonderful and outstanding students the kind of rehearsal space that we need. We're thankful right now to be having the performing opportunities that we have. We're expanding this year to also do several concerts in the Folly in addition to the Kauffman. So we're really, really thrilled. And the students, it's mind-blowing for them. It's they love it. It lets them walk a little bit taller with a little bit more pride, and that hasn't been the case always. And I think this thing has been a boon for the city and for the it's really wonderful. I remember the opening day. We had 55,000 people walk through that thing. Mm. And I don't think you can put into words how wonderful this building has been for our city.
You know, having said all that, and not to be a real drag here, but after this extraordinary experience of performing in Kauffman, you've got to sort of waddle on back to White Recital Hall. Mm-hmm. How difficult is that going to be?
Well, it's a challenge. But, you know, we're trying to utilize that space in a way on campus for our students on campus to really connect with the student body there as well. The next concert that the Wind Symphony is doing is a collaboration with the dance department, and we're doing 6 or 7 pieces with contemporary movement and ballet with 6 or 7 chamber pieces. And that hall is a smaller hall, and we're going to utilize more chamber musician aspect to that. And I think it can work beautifully in there as well.
Let's go to some phone calls here. Let's go to Brad from Prairie Village. Brad, you're on up today. Good morning. You're on with Stephen Davis. Good morning.
Hi there. If the sky cooperates tonight, my Google Skyview says that you're going to have Uranus and Neptune out tonight with you.
There you go.
Well, we're really excited about that as well, and we're going to have several telescopes in the lawn that I think is that can be utilized at intermission and after the concert.
Can you see those planets even from the heart of downtown like that with all that light? Maybe, I don't know.
You're getting out of my area of expertise, but my astronomy colleagues say that absolutely we'll be able to. And we've been all looking at the weather, and which has been a little, we've all been nervous for tomorrow night, but it looks like
by tomorrow night it should be okay.
They say by 2 or 3 in the afternoon it's going to clear up and be really beautiful tomorrow evening.
Yeah. Brad, I'm glad you called. Thank you.
Bye.
Again, just to point out, The Planets, an HD Odyssey, takes place at 8 Saturday night at the Kauffman Center. Tickets, kauffmancenter.org, or call the Central Ticket Office, 816-235-6222. Let's hear some more music here. Let's go to Uranus, the Magician. Tell us about this one.
This is the...
And how do you say the name of that planet, really?
We call it Movement 6, and it's...
I always hesitate, yes.
It used to be...
We'll skip the name of the planet, yeah.
It's the father of Kronos, and it's a supreme god, and it's Magician. I think you'll hear that. I think the way that it is... the way he does the soundscape of this subject matter, I think, is self-explanatory. I think you'll hear magical ideals in here.
All right. Stephen Davis is our guest with the UMKC Conservatory of Music and Dance. Again, back to some phone calls here. Anne from Kansas City, Missouri. Anne, you're on Up to Date. Nice to have you.
Thank you. Nice to be here. I just wanted to deal a little bit about hearing the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Ah, tell us about it.
Well, you know, the Mickey Mouse thing with the gets running back and forth with the water and the brooms when he's cleaning up the Sorcerer's Hall.
Yeah. Stephen, chime in here.
The idea of the Sorcerer's Apprentice shows itself in actually one of the other pieces that we're doing tomorrow night as well, the Doc Nanyi set of variations that we're doing that is became popularly known as Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And my fantastic faculty colleague, Robert Wyrick, that the Kansas City populace is familiar with, a terrific pianist, a lauded teacher, just a terrific colleague as well, is doing the piano set of variations for that. And it's it's based on Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. So I thought that that would be a wonderful connection to the planets as well.
And there's it's darling.
There's one more allusion too that because it is Founders Week at the university, Walt Disney drew the first kangaroo, Casey the Kangaroo, and of course the famous Disney tune "When You Wish Upon a Star" is kind of my theme for the concert. We're not actually playing that, but I thought it was a nice tie-in to Founders Week, our homecoming week at UMKC.
And thank you for the phone call. Tell us about your ensemble. Tell us about your students.
They're the best in the world.
And they're doing what they're doing. Why? What do they want to do someday?
Let me brag a little bit.
Please.
This year's group comes from 21 states, Thailand, Taiwan, and Sweden.
No kidding.
It's about 40 grad students and 20 undergraduate students. And this ensemble, the UMKC Conservatory Wind Symphony, has had original pieces written for it in the last 5 years that have won the Guggenheim Prize, that have won the Rome Prize, that have won the Barlow Prize. We've collaborated with some of the greatest artists in the world. And the students, I think, take real pride in this ensemble because they get to play a lot, and we try as one might to uphold the highest professional standards and really preparing them to do what they want to do, which is play professionally in orchestras and military bands and university faculty and chamber music ensembles. That's really proud of it.
Again, that's Stephen Davis. He's director of bands and wind ensembles and conductor of the Conservatory Wind Symphony at the UMKC Conservatory of Music and Dance. Again, The Planets and HD Odyssey takes place at 8 o'clock Saturday night at the Kauffman Center. Tickets, kauffmancenter.org. Stephen, it's been an absolute pleasure.
I really appreciate the opportunity.
You bet. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
You bet.